AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Crews in Southern California say three wildfires burning around Los Angeles are only going to get worse. This woman, Lori, told KABC the fire in Eaton Canyon grew quickly.
My husband saw it was maybe 5 feet high, and then the gusts came and it just blew up.
Staff at a senior living center had to push dozens of residents in wheelchairs and hospital beds down the street to a parking lot to avoid the flames. Lori also had to help some of her elderly neighbors get out.
Just people and pets and lives are what is important. Just lives are what's important.
Another fire is burning in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood. A traffic jam on Palisades Drive prevented emergency vehicles from getting through. The Screen Actors Guild Awards canceled its live nominations today because of the wildfires. The public will get a chance to say goodbye today at the Capitol to former President Jimmy Carter. His flag-draped casket is at the Capitol Rotunda. Among those paying tribute to Carter, House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We all know that his care for humanity didn't stop at building homes. In the face of illness, President Jimmy Carter brought life-saving medicine. In the face of conflict, he brokered peace. In the face of discrimination, he reminded us that we are all made in the image of God.
Carter's state funeral is tomorrow in Washington. President Biden will deliver the eulogy. Rescue crews found the body of a British hiker buried in the snow in the Italian Alps and are continuing the search for his friend, who had also been missing since New Year's Day. Japan is linking more than 200 cyber attacks over the past 5 years, targeting the country's national security and high-tech data to a Chinese hacking group, Mirrorface. Forecasters say snow is likely later today in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. A cold weather advisory is in effect for the Gulf Coast and pushed the low temperature in El Paso along the Texas border with Mexico to 31 degrees. This is AP News. A switch in U.S. aid in the Middle East.
In what it describes as an effort to bolster the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah, the Biden administration's shifting more than $100 million in military aid from Israel and Egypt to Lebanon. In notices sent to Congress, the State Department says most of it, $95 million, was intended for Egypt and $7.5 million for Israel. Instead, it'll go towards supporting the Lebanese army and its government. The Lebanese armed forces have a critical role in the ceasefire, agreed to in November following an all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah that battered much of southern and eastern Lebanon for 2 months. The aid is intended to help it deploy in the south and supplement the role of the UN peacekeeping mission. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police say a hiker survived on two muesli bars, forage berries, and creek water for 2 weeks while lost on a remote Australian mountain range. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.